Welcome to She Designed a Life She Loves. I'm your host, Katrina Lumsden. If you're ready to start designing a life and business on your terms in a soul-led and easeful way, then this is where you need to hang out. With 15 years business experience and having built a thriving interiors career, it is my passion to now show you the possibilities of expanding your interiors business in a way that you never thought possible. With a strong social media presence, aligned business strategies, and the right mindset, your biggest dreams are possible. In this podcast, I'll be sharing with you the energetics behind creating a soul-led business so you feel empowered to go after those big dreams and design a life you love. Now let's dive into this week's episode. Welcome back to another episode of She Designed. I thought I'd do a little bit of a life lately for you. I've been so busy, and it was a big month of really stretching and pushing myself outside my comfort zone. And I am a very big believer that growth comes when you stretch your comfort zone, when you push yourself through that next level. And I really did this last month. I had an interiors photo shoot with the lovely Louise Roche from Villa Styling up in Escape Burley. I wanted her to capture the space from an interiors perspective. I had photos done by the property managers, but I wanted it to be captured in a way that would really convey the interior side of it. And I knew Louise was my girl. I also had a dinner, which was called Magnetic Women, with the lovely Madeline Carafa from the Healthy Hustlers. Her and I connected many years ago, and we've been supporting each other from the sidelines on Instagram for many years. So I finally got to meet her in person and sat at a table with about 35 other incredibly ambitious and beautiful soul-led women. And I was absolutely in my element. I was so out of my comfort zone. When she actually put us all together in a group on Instagram, I was able to go and stalk everybody, as you do. And I just suddenly realized that I was going to be in a room with like gorgeous, hot young women. And I felt so old. I thought, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Why would I go to this thing? Anyway, I woke up the next morning and thought, that's ridiculous. Of course you need to be there. You're a woman in business. Doesn't matter how old you are. Get your ass into gear and get there. And that's what I did. And it was just, I'm so glad I did it. And I met some really beautiful women, connected with some really lovely girls who I've been Insta friends with for a long time. So that was so nice to do. And then on the following week, I had a brand photo shoot with Roshi McCartan. And I've worked with her before up on the Gold Coast, but this time we did the shoot in Escape Burley, and I was capturing content for my business, but also for something new that's coming. But that was so much fun, but also out of my comfort zone because I really don't like having my photo taken, as I know most of you don't either, but it is so important to invest in branding photography. I'm going to actually do an episode on that because it deserves its own episode. So that's what's been going on in my world lately. But today, I had so much fun recording this episode for you guys. I chatted to Rose Guida of The Rose Frequency. Rose and I met inside a business coaching group with a psychic, which was really cool. And we just really connected straight away. And Rose is a postpartum astrologer and rebirth guide for mothers navigating identity transformation after birth. So through astrology and embodiment, she helps women reconnect with their purpose, reclaim their voice, and remember who they are beyond motherhood. And you know that I am all about that. Her work reframes postpartum not as a loss of identity, but as a powerful initiation into deeper self-trust, clarity, and personal power. Now, Rose did a very brief reading for me, and that was a little while ago, and it blew my mind. I've always read my astrology in the paper, in magazines back in the day, now on social media, but I've never really thought about what it is, really, and how it all works, and I've never had an astrology reading done. So I thought it would be really fun to have Rose come onto the show. She shares and explains what astrology is and how astrology works and relates to you and your birth, and also does a reading on me. She does it's like a business journey reading, like where am I going in my business and life, and how does my chart affect my business and my direction? It is so cool, and I know that this is something a lot of you would really be interested in diving into as well, especially if you're feeling like you're not on your path, like you're unsure whether you're going in the right direction. She shares an incredible offer at the end, so make sure you listen to the end. Let's dive into this week's episode. Today, I'm joined by the beautiful Rose Guida, and I'm really excited to dive into this chat with you today, all about astrology. This is something that you have so much knowledge and expertise around, and it's a fairly new path, though, in the direction that you've taken, and I am just really excited to dive in, get you to share all about you, how it all kind of evolved for you, and your journey, just to get us started.
Yeah, definitely. So I have actually always been drawn to astrology. Funnily enough, I was like the little girl who would always read the horoscopes at the back of the newspaper. But my real journey into astrology began after burnout. So it was my biggest learning and blessing. So in my early 20s, I co-owned a hospitality business with my family, and it was incredible. I learned so much, and I got to apply a lot of my organizational psychology background studies into it, but I was not listening to the whispers of my body. Like, I was busy, driven, achieving, and then eventually those whispers became like a scream and developed chronic fatigue syndrome. And I was completely bedbound. And although it was such a hard time, I honestly think it was such a blessing. It was the first time I had the space that I didn't have when I was constantly in hustle mode. During that time, I went really deep into astrology, spirituality, past life regression, Dr. Joe Dispenza, like neuroimmunology. I went back and did my honors, and my thesis, funnily enough, the first one was on stress and the second one was on emotion regulation. And it's funny in hindsight because that's exactly what I now support women with, especially in motherhood. And so psychology is powerful, but I always felt there was something missing. So it often overlooks the intuitive, spiritual, the cyclical parts of who we are. And being holistic beings, we can't just treat symptoms without understanding the soul. And so astrology kept pulling me back. And so very much like a framework, like a map that we can bounce from. So it's a language that gets to integrate psychology, identity, cycles, nervous system, and purpose, which is what I became so, so passionate about, and living your purpose, because living in your purpose from my own experience and seeing others is actually preventative. So then I became a mother, and this is like huge. Like, it's just no one can prepare you for, you know, the transformation, and it strips you back. It asks, who are you now? And going through my own, you know, postpartum rebirth and realizing we're always rebirthing in business, in motherhood, everything sort of came together. It was like, yeah, now I get to weave it all. So the psychology, the stress research, the emotion regulation, the spirituality, and the astrology.
Yeah.
So getting to hold space for mothers, purpose-driven women who feel that stirring of something more, and just, yeah, we use it to remember what our soul never forgot. So that is how we begin to design a life we truly love.
Yeah, I really love how you describe that. And if there's anyone out there listening who isn't really sure what astrology is, can you give us a bit of a brief rundown of how it kind of works and how it infuses into our day-to-day life?
Yeah, definitely. So, okay, astrology is very complex. It's very layered, and I feel like I'd be giving it a disservice. to explain in such a short time, but very briefly, essentially it is a symbolic map of the sky at the exact moment you were born. So the moment you were born, the planets were in a specific location, and that pattern becomes your birth chart, and it's like a cosmic snapshot. So each planet is like it represents a different part of you. So if we think about the sun, that is your core identity. The moon is your emotional world. Your Mercury is how you think, communicate, process information. So every planet has a different part to describe how you would, you know, show up in the world. And then we have the house system. So there's 12 houses, which is, it's just like a different part of your life. So one could be relationships, money, your home, your purpose, and so on. And so it's so beautiful because you can actually look at the exact places that you want information about. So for example, business, you know, we look at the purpose house, we look at all those things that we're going to tap into later on in this episode. But yeah, it just, it's a beautiful way to bring, I say, the subconscious to the conscious. And with that comes this beautiful relief. Like, we don't use astrology as an excuse where, you know, you see people saying, oh, I'm a Taurus, I'm stubborn. No, it is beyond that. So merging the two, we use the astrology to bring the subconscious to the conscious, and then the psychology to shift our reality and become the version of you that you want to be. So it's
yeah. You describe that. You did it justice, because I'm like you. Like, I was somebody who went from a very young age would read the stars, and I still obviously read the stars, and I'm into a lot of different modalities and things, but I've never really understood or dove into astrology and how it all works. So you explaining how there's like this map in the sky when we're born, and that's just, it just, it gives me the visualization of how it all works. But not only that, like, you know, when you read your astrology chart in a paper or a magazine or something, you kind of read this little paragraph and you think, oh, okay, so this is what's going to happen. Well, this is what could happen. But when you actually have a reading done with someone like you and I did a little while ago, which was the first time I'd ever done that, it's a completely different outcome. It's more, it's really personalized. It's really kind of eye-opening, and just makes you go like, wow, that is me. And maybe I am kind of pushing against what I'm meant to be doing, or, you know, that kind of thing. So that's why I wanted you to come on here today, because I just love that session I did with you, and I can see how much it can help women in business and life. And as I said to you before, I do have a lot of listeners who are mums and sort of navigating their way in business and beyond motherhood. Mm. So how can astrology actually help women to succeed in their business and life?
This is so funny. So I heard this quote a long time ago. I don't actually know. Hold on. I have it written down.
Not that.
The quote is, millionaires don't use astrology, billionaires do.
Right.
And it is like goosebumps, because it's like this beautiful framework that you get to have at your fingertips, and it's not predictive, but it shows you your patterns, your traits, your energetic blueprint. It can show you how you're designed to make money, how you're meant to lead, you know, and we live in a time that's very go, go, go. But if you're looking at your own personalized chart, your chart might describe you as someone who is meant to build something slow, opposed to somebody else who has so much fire and is meant to do it really quickly and, you know, not a lot of thinking. And so when you see it from your own personalized perspective, it actually gives you this almost like a permission slip to be like, oh, okay, I actually get to do it like this because that's what my chart actually asks of me. Mm. And it also gives you like, it removes comparison because you are then in your own lane. You can see how you are meant to show up in a way that supports your nervous system, in a way that supports your family, your business, your mothering. And that was huge for me, like looking at my own astrology chart and seeing, okay, I am meant to do things differently. I'm not meant for, you know, the 9 to 5. I'm meant to be a little bit rebellious, you know, double Aquarian energy. I am going to question the norm and do all the things that are different.
Yeah.
But it also gives us this beautiful place to understand ourselves. Specifically, like, I'm just going to use you as an example. You have a Scorpio moon. You are absorbing emotions and energy all the time. And sometimes if we aren't as aware of that, we could be taking those emotions with us at home and then we become heavy and stagnant. But when we're aware of it, we know, hey, I need to start doing some cleansing practices. I need to be really aware of my own energy. Is this mine or is this somebody else's? And so when we have these little, I don't know, little tips, I would say, we can really just understand ourselves. And from that place, we thrive because we're using astrology to guide us to understand ourselves. And when we understand ourselves, we are better mothers. We are better business owners. We are better in every, you know, aspect of our life. So it's just honestly incredible. Yeah.
It is. We did a little brief reading. It was the rising. You might have to share mine.
So yes, you have a south node in Virgo,
south,
okay, and a north node in Pisces.
That's right. Yes. And just little things that came up within that session, and I know we're going to dive into this a little bit deeper now, but one thing that really stood out to me was that using my intuition and being intuitive and intuition led, and that is something obviously I talk about on this podcast all the time, in my socials, in my work that I do with my clients, and that feels really natural to me. And when you said it was just like, oh, okay, like it's just this permission slip, or it's just like saying, yeah, you are going in the right direction. Or in some cases, no, you need a little bit of a nudge over this way, you know, a little bit more. So Rose is going to do a little bit of a reading on me now. And then we're going to dive into that afterwards about how that will actually help me in my business.
Beautiful. I'm so excited. So we're going to do a little mini read specifically on, you know, your purpose and what your soul wants you to do in this life. And obviously I'm purpose obsessed. So take what resonates.
Yeah.
And it's interesting because looking at your chart, you are very much embodied in that purpose, but we'll see if anything else comes through that you might be like, oh, okay, didn't know that.
Yes.
Okay, so first and foremost, you have your sun in Capricorn in your seventh house. And so when we look at this, we look at what other planets are next to the sun sign because they really impact you. And interestingly, you have your Venus right next to your sun sign. So at heart, you come alive when you are building something real and long-term, when it's in partnership with other people. So for example, clients, collaborators, or your community. And when you are creating structure and results for others. So yeah, so this is not like a lone wolf energy. This is, you need to be working with people for people. You shine when you're the one holding the plan, the framework, the steps. It's very Capricorn. It's very CEO. But having your Venus conjunct your sun. So when we say a conjunction is almost like peanut butter jelly. They go together. It's like a beautiful, harmonious connection. So your work literally needs beauty. It needs harmony and aesthetics to feel satisfying.
Well, hello.
Yes. So yeah, this is why like being in interiors and a manifestation mentor fits so well. You are literally blending this Capricorn structure, this Venus beauty and seventh house of partnership every time you work with a client on their home and their energy. How does that feel?
Well, it's perfect so far.
Yes.
Keep going.
Okay. So now let's talk about your moon. So this is your inner emotional landscape. The moon tells us what you Well, it tells us what you need to feel safe, nourished, and creatively alive. So I was always taught you feed your moon. So when we're feeding our moon, we feel really, really good. We feel very fulfilled. So you have a Scorpio moon in the fifth house, very closely connected to Neptune. So emotionally, you are deep. You don't do shallow feelings. You feel in layers and are designed to transform through your emotions. So you sense what is going on beneath the surface. So in the fifth house, all of that emotional intensity pours into your creativity, into your joy, into romance, pleasure, and your inner child. So your soul is most comfortable when you can express yourself deeply, honestly, and when your work lets you be creative, passionate, and a little bit dramatic in the best way.
Yeah.
So with the moon closely tied to Neptune, your emotional world is also very intuitive and empathetic. So you feel rooms, you feel people, you feel the unspoken stories. This is why you probably walk into a house, a room, a corner, and you instantly sense, ooh, like that corner's holding some grief. You know, there's a lot of holding on to scarcity here. Like it could be that very much coming through. So in your career, this means you need an emotionally intelligent environment. Work where your intuition is an asset, not something to hide, and a space to bring the spiritual, the energetic and symbolic side of things. So when your work lets you go deep, honest, use your intuition and creativity, your moon feels safe. And that's when your magic turns all the way on. So really going deep into that. And even with like, having a lot of that emotion, something to bring it out into. So I don't know if it's creativity, like an art piece. Do you feel that?
I've actually recently have gone a little bit crazy buying paint and brushes and paper and water paints and I haven't started yet, but I'm waiting. I am actually waiting for that kind of moment where I just go, oh, I'm going to do it today. And it's all there ready for me to do. Because I used to paint a lot.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
How incredible. And how did you feel when you were painting? Was it like an, because you know, you can do what's it called? Color.
I loved it. I really loved it. And I think that when I was doing it before, it was very immature. Of painting, you know, it was a lot of coloring pieces in, not like just expressive, abstract kind of work, which is something that what I would like to explore. Interesting. Yeah.
So that literally feeds your moon. It will really bring that beautiful nervous system safety. Incredible. Yay. Yeah. I'm excited for you to start.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, so now let's move on to your rising sign. So this is how you move through the world and the work you're literally meant to do to find your calling. So you already have a calling, but this is generally what I would go through in session with someone who's a little bit confused and wouldn't understand, you know, like, where do I start, right? So you have a Cancer rising, which means this is like the ultimate nurturer. People experience you as warm. You're nurturing, emotionally present, someone who creates a sense of home. So like people will literally feel your energy and just, it's just beautiful. This is someone who is instinctively tuning into how everybody is feeling. When people are with
a good thing and it can be a bad thing. And I've always been told, in that I'm very caring, very nurturing. I'm always that person who's there.
Yes.
Picking up the pieces for friends or the shoulder to cry on and in some cases take on too much. So this is something I'm learning.
Yes. And this is why that energetic cleansing piece is super important for you.
Yes.
Especially because the ruler of Cancer is the moon, right? And so you're doing this in a deep, emotionally honest, creatively expressive way. So the work you're meant to do is hold the emotional space, create nourishing environments, help people feel at home in themselves. which is exactly what you're doing when you combine the interiors, the manifestation. So you're not just styling a home, you're mothering the energy of that space and the people that you're working with. And so really important to have those boundaries and, you know that, okay, maybe I've taken on a little bit today, like tuning into that body and just knowing, where can I, you know, do I need to do something for myself? Do I need to go take a cleansing bath? Whatever it is that you resonate with is really helpful for you. And now we look at your midhaven. So your MC is the top of the chart. This is like your true calling, the way you're meant to show up in the public sphere. So your midhaven is in Aries in the 10th house. So Aries is like, you're here to be the trailblazer of your field. You're meant to go first. You don't wait for permission. Your public role is about courage, initiative, leadership. So you're literally meant to do things differently. Like you're going to move, you're going to act, you're claiming it. Like it could be very fast. You might have an idea and be like, let's roll with it. Yes. So your midhaven brings edge and momentum. You're the nurturing, intuitive guide on the outside, but you're like this warrior leader in your calling. So the way you do your job differently and from others in your field is you're direct, you're action-oriented, you're willing to say, okay, enough talking, let's do this, let's, you know, get into it. And you will attract people who they want that as well, you know, which is really beautiful. So it's like, you want to be known as the woman who leads people into action and models what brave and aligned living looks like, right? How does that land?
That encapsulates everything, because I think that, you know, I am very unique in the industry in that I bring in tarot cards and spirituality and intuition and all of that sort of thing, which is nobody else is doing that. Mm-hmm. That's my thing. And at the same time, when you said, you know, modeling that kind of lifestyle, and I really do infuse a lot of the deeper work that I've been through in the last sort of 10 years, going from a really, really difficult financial place to manifesting so many beautiful things and just healing anxiety and changing my mindset. And this is something that I infuse into my work with my interiors girls, but I'm being pulled and called to do something with any woman who is navigating something and wants to live a better life, to design a life she loves. And I'm really being pulled into that a lot more. So while still doing my interiors mentoring, but you know, I've been tiptoeing around it for a little while now.
100%. And that lands beautifully in your chart. Like you are literally, as I said before, the space holder, the nurturer. People just feel safe in your presence. You have this beautiful energy that people want to come to, you know? So it's interesting how we can utilize, for example, we have our chart as a framework, and then you get to bounce off that from what you're doing, what you're feeling called to, and like coming back to it is beautiful. And I love using the chart for that as well, because when I look even at my own, it's very transformational. Like it's just ever evolving. And when you know that, you can be like, oh, okay, like I'm not meant to be in this one thing forever. Like it's meant to change, which is so beautiful.
Yeah, exactly. And I think for me too, there's been a lot of, and you and I met in a course with Adriana Loves, and there's been a lot of fear around stepping into who I am as a spiritual person. And, you know, I am definitely sharing so much more of that. And I feel like doing this reading with you and doing that other one that we did, it's kind of, it is giving me permission. It is saying to me, like, this is what you're meant to be doing. Stop hiding and stop, you know, just get out there and do it. And so for anybody that's listening who is, you know, starting their business in the middle of their business, or if something just doesn't feel like they're on the right track, or they feel like they want to tap into this kind of work, I'm highly recommend them reaching out to you, because even if you were in a session with somebody and you read and could sort of sense or work out what their soul's purpose is, and it was completely different to what they're currently doing. How do you navigate that? How does that kind of look in a session?
Yeah, 100%. It's more so, for example, like our chart isn't predictive, okay? So we have free will. We're these energetic beings, you know, we've got free will, but it's looking at the type of energy of what the chart is trying to say. So I'll just give an example of my own chart. So my midhaven, what I'm meant to be recognized for, is transformational work, right? And that's a huge umbrella term. Yes. And it's crazy because, you know, when I think about my previous, you know, what I was doing previously, it was psychology. And then it was holistic life coaching. And now going through, you know, postpartum, it's helping mothers. And I can see how they are all similar, but so different, but it's still that underlying, you know, overarching theme of transformation, which is, incredible. So we have these beautiful chats and, you know, sometimes I may get a download or in session because opening your chart is so activating. And generally the person on the other side is like, wait a minute, this is coming through. And I'm like, oh, beautiful.
Yes, exactly. I love that. And it's funny, isn't it, how with your journey as well, like you've studied psychology and you've done all of these things. And, you know, I'm the same. Like I started in childcare, but in that work I was nurturing, exactly. But I was also doing meditations to help them to rest and things like that. Like this is many, many years ago.
How beautiful.
And then obviously I went into interiors and, you know, that same kind of thing. But I feel like when I was in the moment of my business, I did property styling. Then my intuition led me into letting that go and moving into just working with clients on their homes. And then I wanted to do holiday homes. And then and here I am. And I always felt like, oh, you just keep changing your mind all the time. But I have truly gotten to a point now in my life where I see every single part of my journey as the piece that got me to where I am now, which is so soul fulfilling when I work with my clients. Like I literally get off a session with my clients and just skip around the house. I just love it. Yes. And, you know, if somebody's listening and they're thinking like, I just don't feel like I've been on the right path. You don't know what's in your future. You don't know what the universe has in store for you. You have to be open and you have to be just, I think, willing to be open to opportunities.
Yeah.
And look for the breadcrumbs and follow the breadcrumbs.
I was literally about to say that.
Oh, really?
The breadcrumbs.
Yeah.
Because they're subtle, but they definitely, and this is interesting because our bodies are these like incredible antennas, but because we're so busy, we forget that they are offering us this wisdom. And even going through chronic fatigue was the biggest blessing because I don't see stress as something that's terrible. It's a signal that there's something out of alignment. And it's just reminding you, hey, here's a little nudge. Something needs to shift. And that's when we can be like, okay, let's go back to the chart. Let's have a look. What is it asking of me? What season am I in? Which is so beautiful. So yes.
Yeah, no, exactly.
Even like doing a little business reading, I think it's beautiful to look at the second house, which is all about money, how we want to make money. And this is really helpful because it, you know, when you know this, you stop being like, oh my gosh, I need to do this, this, and this. And you're like, all right, I'm just going to come back to center. This is what is coming through. So you have your second house in Leo, okay? So Leo is very much, you know, the spotlight. It's the person who's like tap dancing on stage. That's my visual of Leo, right? So you're meant to be making money by being seen, by being creative, by being unapologetically yourself. So your income isn't meant to come from hiding in the back. Your chart wants you to earn through your presence, your leadership, and your heart, because Leo is the sign of the heart. So it's very heart-based. And the ruler of Leo is the sun. And your sun is in Capricorn in the seventh house. So this is such a clear message. You make money through relationships, through one-on-one and high-touch client work, through beauty, design, and long-term transformation. And it's just like you're living it. You are.
Yes. I finally found it.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And just we'll very quickly touch on your north and south node, because I think this was a really big piece of the puzzle for you. And this is one of my favorite places to look at other people's, you know, and just in general charts, because it's your soul's evolution. It's that growth edge. The north node is one of the main reasons we incarnate on Earth. And so when we spoke about this, it was like the permission slip for you, right? So your south node is what you've already mastered. It's what you're really great at for yourself. Very good at perfecting things, very good at being the hyper capable helper. But your soul in this life wants you to know that you're not just here to perfect things. You're here to be the channel. You're here to trust. You're here to teach. It's literally like the spiritual guide and big picture teacher. So letting your message go bigger than just the practical how-to, it's speaking about the deeper why behind your work. And really interestingly, I just wanted to touch on your brand voice, because you have your Mercury in Aquarius in the eighth house of Scorpio. So there's a lot of intuitive, deep knowings that want to come through. It's very much about, there's like recurring themes here about what your soul wants you to talk about. So it's really deep. It's not just like, here's five tips to, you know, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, it's really bold claims. So stories where your clients have claimed a new level of, you know, prices, love, visibility after changing the space, the energy, how you mentor them. So I thought that was really beautiful.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yes.
Definitely. Yes.
When you did this for me and the perfectionism came up, that was really something that sat with me, because I feel that, and it does come up a lot in a lot of readings and things that I do, is that I really want things to be perfect before I'll, you know, action it, or I'm really hard on myself if it's not. Yes. And so that was interesting when that came up as well.
Yeah. And it allows you to just have that self-compassion and knowing that you're really good at that. And it's not to lose our south node in Virgo, right? Like the perfectionist has made you this incredible businesswoman and you know all the things. And it's taking that and transforming it into your north node. What does it ask of you? What does it want you to do for that beautiful expansion? And it's just incredible.
Well, that was fun. Yes. And I think that anybody listening, I think, will be sitting there going, I want one of those. So we'll get into that a bit later. But I really want to talk to you now and just change direction a little bit.
Yes.
How old's your little bubba?
She's two.
She's two. So how do you go about kind of, you've started this business, you're getting busy, and now you're a mom, and how are you managing all of that?
Yes, also have a cafe, but I'm still breastfeeding. She's two, and like I consider that still postpartum. And so during this season, I've had to change how I define staying on top of it all. And I think something that grinds my gears is when people claim, you know, you can be the business owner, the mother, do all these things, when I think we have to have really open and real conversations that it's all about the season you're in. Mm-hmm. And I love to use astrology for this, because we can look at where we are at in terms of our progress moon, which is a beautiful place to look. But honestly, for myself, it's just really honoring the cycles. It's understanding that I have different hats to wear at different times and having boundaries. I now know that my time and energy is so valuable, and I will only do things that are going to put me into greater alignment. And I used to be such a people pleaser, like crazy. Motherhood shifted that for me. It's incredible how we change, we find our voice, and just, honoring the seasons, listening to my body. I actually work a lot more with the moon. I've always been obsessed with the moon, but like on a full moon, I know that I'm going to have more energy. I'm going to do things. I'm going to do the tasks. I'm going to clean the house. I'm going to be the crazy, you know. But when it's a new moon, I know that I'm just going to be like a little bit more rest. I'm going to come back to the body. I'm not going to be as, you know, go, 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 have a lot more self-compassion. And I think seeing it in that way makes it a little bit easier because no one's ever really done what we're doing, like the business, the motherhood online, you know, making content. It's a lot.
I have a client. I worked with last year who is a beautiful designer, really thriving business, working on really high-end projects and just getting a lot of work. And at the same time has two children, one of them who has some health issues, and she really wanted to be there more for him. There was calls up to the school. There was some problems. But yet she didn't want to, she just couldn't say no to these projects. And the work that I did with her was just bringing her back into the season that she's in now. And that just because she says no to the work right now doesn't mean that it's not going to come again when she's in a season that she's got more time for that. And there was a lot of work for us to do around that because she'd walk away and go, yes, I agree, I'm going to do this. And then she'd come back 2 weeks later and say, I just got a new job. And I'll be like, whoa, what about that wait list? So I'm really very big on working with my clients and aligning them to their season and what they have the capacity for in their life right now.
Yeah.
100%. And I think that we see all these women online that are just doing so well and you want that, you can still have a thriving and beautiful business earning you great money without burning yourself to the ground and honoring what you value, which is for most of us mums, time with our children, those little moments that you want to be around for, picking them up from school, taking them to the park, like all of those little things. You can't get that time back. I've got three older children. You cannot get that time back. So anyone listening out there, hug them tight. Enjoy that time because it goes so quick. I just wished it away. I was just like, oh, when's this stage going to end? It's just so hard. Like, and, you know, here they are now and they're all older and they're like, yeah, see your mum. And they're out the door and they're living their lives and it is a time in your life to be cherished.
Yeah. And I feel like it's something I'm so deeply passionate about, like conscious motherhood and just knowing that they're only infants for 3 years. And I know, like, don't get me wrong, there are days that are hard and I'm like exhausted. I woke up probably 10 times last night, but I can see, you know, that it's so beautiful in the long run. And I know it's not forever. And holding mothers through those really, you know, challenging times, I guess this is why I love doing what I do, because it's, you know, merging the psychology, the astrology, seeing, you know, the season they're in and just honoring them and allowing them to have the space is just so beautiful.
Yeah, because you do a lot of work with women in the postpartum, don't you?
Yeah.
Your main, you know,
Yes.
I could just imagine you would be so beautiful doing that. I wish I had somebody way back then. Yeah.
Well, this is why I'm so passionate about it, because I just feel like there isn't enough. People don't really understand postpartum enough, like matrescence. I didn't even know what that was until I started going through it myself. It's just the complete identity shift from becoming, you know, maiden to mother. So yes.
So I know that you have a lot of energetic practices and things that you love to do. I would love if you could share what you find works best for you in this season.
100%. I would say, there's so many. Okay. I love this. Okay. Number one, you touched on it before, you said values. So that's number one thing, aligning with your values, knowing what your values are, because when you are intentional, you know, what we put out is what comes back. So when we're focusing on the blue car, we're going to see the blue cars, right? So knowing your values, putting those intentions forward. And a quote that I heard that stuck with me and is beautiful for anyone in business, in motherhood, is, what are you pretending is working that is not actually working? Because it allows you to get really clear. And sometimes we can't see it until we sit down and we're like, hey, what am I actually pretending is working? Yeah. So I know that's not like energetic, but it is in a way because it aligns you back into your, you know, your essence of what you actually want in this life. I would say the second one for me is a frequency check-in. So I'll do this with my husband. Whenever you can sense, you know, you've had a hard day or whatever, I'll say, we need a frequency check-in. And I will literally be there like, okay, what are we feeling right now? Where are we on the emotional scale? And then we come back to, okay, how are we going to raise this vibration? Are we going to dance? Are we going to say what we're grateful for? Like really simple things, because when you have, you know, little ones and you're running a business and you're both running businesses, you don't have all the time in the world. I will say another one that is beautiful if you do have the capacity is tapping with Brad. Have you ever tried?
No.
Oh, Katrina, you're going to love this.
I will.
Look him up on YouTube. He has all different types of tapping for different things. So you can tap for abundance, you can tap for manifestation, you can tap for a great day, you can tap for health, for anything. And it's like 5 minutes and it shifts.
Right. I do. I have done tapping before. I would love to get into that because I know it is incredibly valuable. Yeah.
It's, yeah, amazing. Mm. And the other one I will say from a neuroscience perspective is, if you don't have people in your life who are cheering you on, because this is really important, it's important to surround yourself with people who believe in you, especially when you are launching a business, when you are doing something that other people have never done before. Sometimes they don't actually understand it. I would say put on an affirmation playlist every morning. You can just do that from YouTube. And it's beautiful because it's literally priming yourself with these incredibly potent reminders that sometimes people don't have the capacity to give. So give it to yourself. It's life-changing.
I love that. I'm going to do that for myself, actually.
Yes, it's beautiful.
I do create affirmation, like voice notes. And I get my clients to do that as well and like listen to those. But yes. I think actually just sort of sitting and tapping in and being your own cheerleader, I think that's, you know, so important because like I actually don't have any friends who are entrepreneurs.
Yes.
In my circle. A lot of my friends, they're very passionate and ambitious. They've got different careers. I mean, I've been in my own business now for 16 years. And so I don't really have that circle who understand what it's like to be running your own business, like all the self-identity work and the confidence work and the fears and the, like the all
courage.
So much that comes up. And, so I really like that.
Yeah.
So your own cheerleader. So this podcast is all about designing a life you love. How have you designed and are designing a life that you love?
I feel like coming back to the values piece, just getting very clear. We have a cafe, my husband and I, and it's been no doubt challenging, but it's been beautiful because we are literally, I would say like, we had our value was to have a business that is like just a passive income. And so we could be at home with our babies and do what lights us up. And I feel like we are literally there. And it's incredible because one day you are like dreaming about it. And then the next moment you're there. And I'm really big on visualization and really honing in because our brains don't know the difference between what is real or perceived. And just knowing that is incredible because everyone has the ability to create a life that they love. It's just taking that step. It's going all in. And again, this comes back to energy and how you truly like it's believing in this because your personal reality creates your personality and everything that, you know, comes your way. And it's just really beautiful because I see a lot of people who say, oh, I tried to manifest and nothing happened. And I was like, oh dear, because It's that level of your frequency. It's what you're putting out into the world. It's, do you actually believe in yourself? And a lot of this work you probably do with your clients as well. It's what is that actual subconscious belief you're holding on to that's keeping you stuck rather than moving you forward? And when you know that, everything shifts because you can take the aligned steps, the aligned action. We live in a time that there's so much resources out there, you know, and it's just amazing, but it's definitely getting clear on what does your perfect life look like and dreaming big and being delusional because, again, our brain doesn't know the difference. And this is why it's also important to surround yourself with people who are going to lift you up and cheer you on. And it's just so impactful. So, yes.
Yeah, I really love that. And something that I just thought of when we were in a place years ago, financially no good. That's when I got into manifestation, and I wanted to make money. It was just all about money because I knew money was going to, you know, be the thing. And, you know, when I got deeper into the work and I was doing the work and things started to shift and things started to change, I realized it wasn't the money that I wanted. It was the safety. It was the security. It was the financial freedom.
Yes.
So being like really tuning in, I think, like you said, to what are your values? What is it that is really important to you? Because to me, money is not important to me, but safety and security and financial freedom is.
Yes.
And so really knowing what that is, I think that's the key. And I've got something exciting coming soon, and it's sort of all around this work that I do in manifestation and building abundance, and I'm really excited about it. So, yeah, this conversation's just been so much fun for me.
I love this. I'm actually going to drop a book recommendation because it will be perfect for what you're doing.
Really?
And also for partners who may not get the manifestation piece yet but want to understand it from like a scientific perspective.
Yes, yes.
So the book is called Harmonic Wealth. I can't remember who it's by, but it will change your life. Yeah, it will change your life, literally. Like, that is my number one recommendation.
All right, thank you for that. I'll be downloading that. Okay, so do you have a special offer that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yes, I am offering a special rate for your listeners. So normally my 45-minute readings are $160, but for anyone who books through this episode, it's $130. Just use the code DESIGNED130 at checkout.
That sounds perfect. Is there a time limit on that special offer?
Yes. So it'll be available until April, till the end of April.
End of April. Okay. That's perfect. I am pretty sure that you are going to get some people. I can actually think of some clients that I'm going to recommend to come and see you because, yeah, I think you really allowed me to see what I'm pretending is, you know, I know that I should be doing more of, and it doesn't mean that I'm going to blow up my business. It doesn't mean I'm going to change everything. It just means that I'm going to start adding a few little things in, and that really excites me.
Well, that's so exciting.
Thank you so much. I've absolutely loved chatting to you today.
Yay. I'm so glad. I've loved being here, and being able to read your chart is such an honor. Honestly, it's incredible. And yeah, so exciting. I love seeing you weave the spiritual, you know, aspects in because it's so
different.
Yeah.
So where can everybody find you?
Yes, so they can head to my Instagram, which is the.rosefrequency, and I'll be there. You can jump into my DMs, have
a chat.
And I will
pop that in the show notes, and I will also pop a link to your offer in the show notes as well.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much again for being here.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.